Welcome to the Coffee with Curls podcast, a place to have an honest conversation about everyday life while investing the knowledge into our higher selves. Make sure you sip on something good while getting an eargasm full of real. Stay tuned to a brand new episode. You're now listening to episode 2, season 5, with special guest Izzy from Cloud Runway. Hey, gorgeous people. It is your girl Mimi once again with a brand new episode of the Coffee with Curls podcast. And today we have a special guest. Guest, please introduce yourself.
Hi, everybody. I am so honored to be here. My name is Izzy Bonilla. I am a brand owner of Cloud Runway. And I'm so happy to be here.
I'm so glad that you're here. Thank you for being on today.
No problem.
I wanted to ask you, I like to ask this question to my guest. How is your soul doing?
My soul is actually doing very well this weekend. I am filled with gratitude. So I am really happy. It's a good Sunday.
How you been managing with like the year a year and a half we've had between COVID and all that stuff?
It's crazy. So in addition to being a brand owner, I'm also active duty military. I'm Coast Guard. Okay. And I work in a training center Petaluma. So our training center here, it's where all our members go to receive a specialty job. So basically we train, but I currently manage the military housing on base. Oh, wow. So we have the family side of it. So we like the houses that have all the families. So we have a lot of civilian dependents on there. So because of all COVID, the restrictions on base have been were extremely harsh this past year. So I think that's where like my focus has been, just kind of managing and helping like the residents kind of figure out where we go and just keep trying to keep everybody safe. So it's weird because for a minute there, it was like, almost like it was go, go, go. Like we're talking earlier. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden it stopped and I felt the stress come through and just, you know, coping through it and just kind of listening to podcasts like yours and a couple of other ones kind of helped me. But it's been crazy. I think that everybody has felt it in different ways. And It's such a bizarre time.
Mm-hmm. It has been. Thank you for your service.
Oh, no problem.
How long have you been in the service?
I've been in the Coast Guard for 17 years. 18 years, but 17, 1 year was reservist. So it only counts the 17 years of active duty. So yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that's what I saw that you moved, because we moved. Well, I met you in an event. Yeah. It was like at the Second Coffee Cup. That was the name of the place. What's her name?
She Flies Solo. I love
her. Yes. It was one of her events. And so that was one of the events because I've been in Houston. I moved 2016 here. So it was probably one of the first events I was like going out, trying to meet people and get out there. And I briefly met you there. From there, we kind of stay connected via social media. And then
your energy
to the West Coast.
Was really attractive.
Thank you. And you have such a cute purse. I remember the little purse. It was like a little bee on it, right?
It was like a honeycomb.
I remember the honeycomb purse. And I was like, it's so cute. I loved it. And I was like, you look adorable. You're just so pretty. And so I remember that. And I remember, because I love coffee. Of course, I'm going to remember the coffee shop where I went to. And then from there, I think shortly you moved to the West Coast.
Yes, I'm in Petaluma now in California. Houston's home. So I got lucky to do a tour there for 4 years. And I got into blogging with my best friend, Lydia, who's still really close to me. We both were known each other since we were young and we were super into fashion. So we kind of like decided to launch our little blog. And then I moved. So we went our separate ways. We're still very close though. And then I launched my little brand too, which it's kind of where I'm at during the pandemic, which You know, believe it or not, it was like, I know that eating like during the pandemic, launching a business, it's hard, but at the same time, I feel like it gave me a purpose, like something to wake up to and look forward besides going to work. So kind of like, yeah, that's, I'm all over the place. So I feel like every move, it's like a new chapter, and kind of like, I open up a new, like, okay, this is what I wanted to do when I was a kid, so let's do it, kind of thing.
Okay. So tell me the birth of Cloud Runway.
So I've always wanted to launch my own fashion brand, but you know, we grew up, right? And we kind of like figured, like, we forget certain parts of our life that we wanted to pursue when we were younger. And you know, I'm Latina, you coming from a Latino background, telling my mom that I wanted to be a fashion designer, it just wasn't it.
I hear you.
Yeah, the side eye. So when I got to California, one of my main missions was to pay a lot of like all my debt and work on my finances, and I did. And I promoted here in my Coast Guard job. So I finally found myself in a position where, like, you know what? I was like, I only have one kid, and my kid is older already. She's 12, and she's you know, well taken care of. I finally found myself in a situation where, like, you know, everything, it's kind of falling into place. Maybe it's time to kind of, you know, put back into that thing that you wanted to do when you were younger and you were happy, like that you in your head knew that it was going to make you happy. So I decided to launch Cloud Runway, which was really hard because I'm used to working with Lydia all the time. So I'm super introverted, believe it or not. So
really?
So not having her was a really hard thing for me to kind of just kind of push and do something on my own. So I wanted something that, you know, I come from very humble beginnings. I wanted my fashion brand. I love fashion. I wake up and fashion is like everything for me. So I wanted to give that back, but I also am super pro women, you know, being in the Coast Guard, being in the military, I'm still in a men's world, you know? So for me, like making sure that I celebrate women and advocate for women was important. So I started Cloud Runway with a tea line, a line of t-shirts with different designs for women from different backgrounds. And I was super excited about that. But in addition to that, I was always concerned that it was going to become like, is it a t-shirt line? It's not a t-shirt line. It's just the line to start with, you know, too, because I didn't have any investors. It was all my money. And then it was important for me to give back. So every product that my brand creates is going to have to give back. Again, because I come from humble beginnings, I feel like it's important to give back. And the more you give to the universe and you thank the universe, I feel like the more you receive back.
I agree.
So, with the line of Tea Women of the World, I work with a girlfriend from Houston who has a little foundation. She helps other young ladies kind of pursue careers in leadership, which that was very big for me. I'm a woman in leadership, and there's not a lot of us, and raising a new generation of us sounded very exciting to me. So I worked with her, the Nerdy Girl Success Project. I don't know if I'm sure you heard of her. Like,
I have.
We're mutual friends. And then from there, this week I launched a styling service.
Yes. So, tell us about that styling service.
I love fashion. And I love high-end fashion. I love like affordable fashion. I love thrift. I love everything. And I know how to shop. And I know how to like put an outfit together for whatever amount of money you give me. You give me $10, I'll put an outfit together for you for $10. And you will look like $1 million. I will make sure you do look like $1 million. And that's something that I want to, that's important for me to give back, because the number one thing I hear when I'm around other women is like, oh, it's just so expensive, or I don't have the time to shop for it. And like doing research and doing some like looking at little styling services, it is expensive. And you know, so I wanted something accessible and keep my prices low and kind of give that, I feel like it's a gift that I have to put like fashion together. And I and give it back and to women and show them that you can look amazing with $10. You don't have to break the bank and just work from there, like redo wardrobes and stuff like that. Cause I think fashion's another one of those things that it's a part of who we are. It's a way to express ourselves. And often we want to dress, but we end up not dressing like we want to dress for either society telling us it's wrong. Perfect example, dress your age. What does that mean? You can't dress an age.
Exactly.
You cannot. Yeah, you dress your body, you know, and your whatever comfort of. So, you know, so that's what I'm trying to kind of teach. I do little fashion one-on-ones too on my Instagram for Cloud Runway to kind of teach people. It's like, it's all about your comfort level. It's all about you. What do you want? So that's the point of my styling service. And of course, we'll be giving back with that. And for that, I chose, I'm super into animals. I'm vegetarian. I have three cats that I adopted. So I found this another foundation out of Houston, which is, Houston's my home. And so I want to do a lot, as much as I can for Houston starting off. This young lady collects like stray cats and stray dogs. Oh. And then she nurses it back to health. I found her on TikTok.
You did. What's her name? Let's shout her out.
So, oh my God, I'm embarrassed. I can't remember, but can I give you the?
Yes, give me the information, and then I'll add it to the show notes.
Yes, please do it. And, she goes all around like town collecting stray cats, nurses them back to health, gets them neutered, and then she like puts them up for adoption. So to me, that was like, man, somebody doing something like that. It's just she's heavenly sent, you know. She don't have to do that. So I, you know, whatever I earn, and I'm gonna be donating 10% from all of my services to her, and hopefully it helps her a little bit.
I love that. I love that you give back. I love the shirt. I'm gonna tell you, shirts are beautiful. And I got one and I love it. It's so pretty. Like the color is gorgeous. And I still need to get that sweatshirt, but Houston is so hot.
It is, I heard.
It's so hot. I don't even want to have clothes on now. Like this year has been insane. But no, your t-shirts have been, they're beautiful. And the pictures are gorgeous. They're almost like they're telling a story. So when you have them, you almost have like a little story that goes behind that. So I like the visuals of them. So you've done an amazing job doing that. I want to let you know that. So it's been beautiful. I'm like, I can't wait to see more and what you're going to have in the future. But I'm with you because I personally love fashion. So, you know, growing up, I didn't have a lot. So also budget has been a big thing. And so I'm able to put outfits together. I remember when I was a young girl with $20, I was getting like a whole outfit, pants and shirt, you know. And to this day, I kind of do that too. And I just, I like, you know, like I like nice things. Like, yeah, this brand stuff. But as I got older, all that stuff is like recycled. It gets recycled back. And so how do you use it? And I always dress for my body type. And I learned how to buy jeans for my body. Long time. You get a good pair of jeans, you can do anything.
Yes, ma'am.
Right?
Yes, ma'am. So you know fashion. You know what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm trying to, because you believe it or not, a lot of our friends don't know that, you know. They don't like think like that. They don't think you have one good pair of jeans and you have like about three good shirts that you trust. You can put yourself a couple of outfits, you know.
You can. And I've always been a heel. Heels has been my thing. I've been wearing heels since I was 15, 16. So I advocate that all the time. To this day, I'm this girl that wears heels. And I remember like in corporate America, because I'm still, you know, in the space. You know, I remember when I was working in Nashville, someone had made a comment and said, you know, you don't have to wear heels every day. And I said to them, like, you don't know me, but you will. But you will. And it's okay. To me, it just gives me superpowers. I feel like there's something about wearing heels, and you can wear like a plain t-shirt and jeans, and the heels kind of the accessories.
Yep. It's a mood elevator. It gives you that extra, like you said, it's like a little power, and it can be anything. It can be your heels. It can be like a necklace. It gives you that. You know?
Yes. What have you learned through the process of this for yourself?
Excuse me. I'm sorry.
Kind it's of okay. Broke what have you learned through this whole process, putting this process together?
I have learned that I can do things alone. And I have learned, like, you see all these quotes constantly on Instagram. You post a lot of like inspirational quotes, right? And you read them and they're beautiful and you're wonderful. And you're like, oh yeah, I've seen a million of them. But the thing is that if you start doing what the quotes say, then you see something. And the one of the quotes that I saw, I'm probably pretty sure I saw it in one of your things, is one of your Instagram posts. It was create the life that you want. Mm. Yeah. So I think through this whole process, the number one thing I learned is that I can do things alone and I can wake up and create the life I want. It's not going to automatically be exactly the life I want. But if you start and you look back a month, you realize, oh my God, I'm creating the life I want.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just about patience, just like everything else, whether you're on a weight loss journey, whether you're trying to build a career, a brand, a family, it's not going to happen right away. And I think the one thing that we forget, because we're constantly on, you know, social media, we see that the life that we want already, somebody already has it. Mm-hmm. So we want to wake up and have it. It doesn't work like that. It's a process. So that's one of the one things I learned with my brand, is that I'm not going to wake up and be like, I'm famous. I'm selling million t-shirts. I'm selling million of styling. I have a million of clients. It's going to build up from little, you know, and go from there. And it's like nurture. It's like raising a child is what you put into.
It's your baby. So,
yes. So that's what I'm learning through this whole process. But mostly, again, like I said, it's just creating the life that you want and remembering as a child. I think our generation has that gift, you know, that we can look back and say, what did I want to be when I was a kid? And can I do it? Yes, you can.
Yeah. You can. I agree with you. So what advice would you give your younger self?
Don't be so lazy. Don't be so angry. You are gifted. You have to work though. Because I think that's the number one thing that when I think of my younger self, I want it easy. You know, we talked about how we come from humble times. We wanted something, you know, and I'm very successful in the Coast Guard. I'm extremely successful. But that's the one thing that I think triggers in my mind, because I'm so successful there. And there's a part of me that's still not like resting, that's still not finding that joy. That means that that's not what I was meant to do in this world, even though it's wonderful. So like it was easy for me, you know, not easy in a sense like to disrespect my work there, but to me it was like, the opportunity was there, I'm gonna take it, I'm gonna work for it. So if my young self, I would just remind her that easy is not gonna be the best. Sometimes you have to work.
Yeah.
Harder.
Yeah, I mean, it's good to always reflect back the advice that we would give ourselves while we're different spaces every time, you know, in our lives. So what is a thought process that you'll give to your future self?
Man, that's a hard one. I think... slow down and live, you know, because, you know, it's like, yes, I like make time to like have those moments and like just enjoy. But I think a lot of women like our age can agree, because we're so driven, you know, that we sometimes slow down and literally forget to take the moment in and feel it and breathe. So I think when I tell my older self, I would tell her to slow down and breathe and just remind her that I'm super proud of her.
You are. You should be. You should be very proud. I'm proud of you. I think what you're doing is amazing, and it's something that we need, and it's something, a space that's going to help you shine and grow. So I'm looking forward to what else you're doing and what else is coming up. And like I said, I love whoever's doing your photos. I'm not sure who it is. They're doing an amazing job.
Thank you. So my husband helps me with that, and my daughter, surprisingly.
Really? She's a cutie.
Thank you. She does. She helps me.
You know, she may have it. Listen, this can be a future if she wants to do this, be a photographer.
I hope so. She's very artsy. We try to support her and like encourage her to do whatever she wants. But we'll see. She's something.
Well, she's learning from her mom, right? Because you're her example.
Definitely. All over the place. And this is one of the reasons why I try to reorganize myself. Because I think we're like when you're creative, you constantly like thinking a million things at a time. And sometimes you forget to just count just one.
I understand. I really do. Because I get that way too. And I just write everything down, because writing it down kind of gets it out of my head. Yeah. Or recording it. So I do voice notes. And that helps so much, because it's like, okay, I don't feel like it's taking space in my mind per se. So it just helps. So tell everyone where they can find you.
You can find me on Instagram on Cloud Runway and cloudrunway.shop. And I'm there and all my services are live. All the t-shirts are still there. I have a sweatshirt on there too. There'll be more products to launch soon. Instagram, I do fashion one-on-ones, which I love, because it's kind of, my goal for that is to teach people how to clear out their wardrobe and bring in good stuff, good energy into their wardrobe. So you can find me on there.
Oh my God, so amazing. I'm so glad that you're on. Thank you for being a guest on the show. I appreciate you so much.
Thank you for having me, Mimi. You are an inspiration also, by the way. I love listening to your podcast and your advice. I think that is one of the reasons why I'm here, is because listening to women like you and bringing other women to talk, it's important to that's another quote that I think, I don't know if I probably read it on your Instagram. It's like, you can't change the people around you, but you can change the people around you. And even though like we're far away, the distance, your podcast does help a lot. Oh,
thank you. Sometimes you don't know, you think you're doing something. You're not sure. It helps. And then finally, like, it's an audio journal of just stories. And I'm hoping that people can connect, it's kind of like, if there's one of those things, remember like back in the day, they had like a capsule, right?
Yes.
This is my capsule edition.
I love your capsule.
This is my capsule edition to War of the Worlds. So it's just out there forever. And I want to make sure that people are able to also see incredible people like you that are just doing amazing things, and we're contributing and we're growing, and we want to just, add to this life that we're all, we're all here to be, I hope, our authentic selves and grow into that. And we're not there yet, evolve. So
yes,
time, it's just about awareness. But I do appreciate you for being on. And so everyone, follow her. She's amazing. I'm going to add everything into the show notes. And until the next one, have a good one, gorgeous people. Bye. This week's affirmation is, make sure you bask in joy. Joy is your birthright. Hey, gorgeous people. One last thing. You can find the podcast on the following platforms: Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, Breaker, CastBox, Overcast, Pocket Cast, and Radio Public. You can listen to the podcast really on any platform that you prefer to listen to this episode or any of my episodes. And one last thing, leave us a review on iTunes. That's the way they can find us. The more the reviews are on there, the more the podcast gets to be seen. As always, I appreciate you guys. And until the next one, have a good one.